listening to the Way of Truth broadcast. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're trusting the Lord will use us and use our broadcast to be a blessing and an encouragement to you. If there be any unsaved in our midst, we would certainly like to see you give your heart to the Lord. So stay with us. We're opening the service with the selection, Love Lifted Me.
I was singing deep in sin, far from the peace of strong. Very deep they sang within, singing to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard by this very cry. From the waters lifted me, thou safe am I.
Father, we truly thank you today for the love of God, for we have been blessed by and through your love all through our life, and truly we give you thanks and we give you praise. We thank you for the privilege of sharing this broadcast service with this precious people today. We know that you love each and every one of them. So wherever our broadcast is reaching, may the precious Holy Spirit visit them and bless them and help them according to their needs. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're continuing the musical part of our service today with the song that my Savior's love. Subject for today's broadcast, a look at John 3:16. And of course, that's a very familiar passage of Scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. For God, the Bible does not seek to prove the existence of God. It simply informs us, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. And all of the Bible writers that speak of the God of heaven just assume there is a God, and they do not try to argue with it, with you or with anyone else, to try to prove that point. Daniel, when he was before the king Nebuchadnezzar in regard to interpreting his dream, he told Nebuchadnezzar, there is a God in heaven that revealeth secret. And so God is. Paul tells us, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Romans chapter 1 and verses 18 through 21. So Paul is telling us that as we look into the starry heavens, there is a message there that there is a God. And these things are an evidence that there is a God. Oh yes, I know many in the world today believe in evolution, but if you believe the Bible, you believe in creation, as I have just read from Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And Paul is telling us the fact that God created the heavens and the earth, and we see his creative hand and his creative work. That is proof enough to us that there is a God. And he said, to those who have refused or rejected God, they are going to be held accountable to God, because God has made known to them by his power and by his might that there is a God. They were not thankful, and they became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. And we have many today in the world who are denying God because their foolish heart has been darkened. Paul told the Athenians when he was there in Athens that the God that they did not know, he saw gods to this various ones, and he saw one to the unknown God. And so Paul told the Athenians, this one that is unknown to you, God, he is God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Paul went on to tell them, neither is worshipped with man's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. For in him we live and move and have our being. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that God, the Godhead, is likened unto gold or silver or stone or graven by arts man's devices. Acts chapter 17, verses 23 through 29. So God is not worshipped with men's hands, and God does not dwell in a literal temple anymore. In the Old Testament, he dwelt in the tabernacle there in the wilderness, and after Solomon built the temple there in Jerusalem, God dwelt in it. But in the New Testament, God does not dwell in that kind of a temple, for the church of the living God, the redeemed, are God's temple and God's dwelling place on earth today. Now, the next thought in regard to our text, John 3:16, God so loved. The Bible tells us God is love. Love is one of the most profound emotions known to the human beings. One way God defines love is in the act of giving. Yes, love is giving, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and 8. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. We're also told in 1 John 5 and 1, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be sons of God. Yes, he loved us, and we can love him only because he loved us first. And we are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So God so loved that he gave, and I notice here again that love is giving. He gave. One who is all the time seeking something for himself is not expressing love, but selfishness. So God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son. God proved his love for us by giving us the most precious thing he had. Every Christian is a child of God, but Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. We are children of God from the spiritual standpoint, but Jesus was born of Mary and in a physical body. Yes, he came into this world in a physical body. We are told in St. John that in 1:14 that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the city in Galilee, named Nazareth, not to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, and of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. For when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Then Mary said unto him, or to the angel, and said to him, May the Lord's will be done according to thy word. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also shalt thou be born of thee, be called the Son of God. Luke chapter 1 and verse 26 through 35. The only person ever born in that manner, God gave his only begotten Son. Going on with our text, that whosoever... Now, the doctrine of predestination is false. John 3:16 clearly shows it to be error. The Bible clearly states, we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And that's Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. Notice, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3 and 9. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and that includes the entire family of man. Predestination is not taught in the scriptures. The Bible clearly teaches us that Jesus tasted death for every man. Now, there is something on our part. We must believe. He that believeth on him, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans chapter 10 and verse 9. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. John 6 and 29. Whosoever believeth and whosoever liveth and believeth on him shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, which should come into this world. That's John chapter 11, verses 26 and 27. And that was there at Lazarus' tomb before he raised Lazarus from the dead, speaking to his sisters. Now, we go on with our text, should not perish. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. To perish is to be lost forever. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus goes on in the verse that we are looking at and makes it clear that the reason he came into this world was so that no one need perish. Anyone who dies in sin dies outside the will of God. God willeth not the death of the sinner. God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, the latter part of our text today, but have everlasting life. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. John 17 and 3. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6 and 23. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10 and 10. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then the righteous shall go away into eternal life. So we read in the verse 46 of John 25. So, beloved, we must make a choice. God gave his Son, and his Son gave his life so that we could be saved and so that we could have eternal life. I set before you life and death, good and evil. Choose you. Choose life. That's God's will, that we choose life. And it is life eternal, or it's eternal death. And eternal death is what the Bible calls the second death, which means eternal separation from God. When you died spiritually the first time, you were separated from spiritual life, but you had an opportunity of receiving Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, and being resurrected from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. And if you refuse to accept His offer, then you choose death. And it is eternal death. The second death is eternal separation from God. And we read about this in the book of Revelation. So the choice is yours, eternal life or eternal death. And of course, our sincere desire is that you choose life, that you choose the Son of God. For he that hath the Son hath life, but he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Father, I pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust it has been a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email. Our fax number, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our monthly magazine. As we have said before, we have an archive there of not just a few, we have a number of years of our magazine posted there on the webpage. We also have an archive of our broadcasts, and you can download it and listen to a program you may have missed or one that you'd like to hear over. And also, our services are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our Sunday evening service at 6, and our midweek service at 7, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today. I invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll bring you another Way of Truth broadcast.
I found a refuge now from every sorrow. Joy everlasting is free. I see this world with all its sinful follies. God bless.